Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Our focus scripture today is Ephesians 4, verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. The word for today is about how to forgive. In 1982, John Hinckley Jr. attempted to take the life of President Ronald Reagan by shooting him with a handgun. Reagan's daughter, Patty, later recounted what she learned from her father when he was in hospital. My father said he knew his physical healing was directly dependent on his ability to forgive John Hinckley. It showed me that forgiveness is the key to everything. He gave me an example of Christ-like thinking. Sometimes the wounds that others inflict on us are unintentional, and other times they're deliberate. But in both cases, the scriptures give us a clear standard concerning the wrongs that we experience. You are to forgive those who hurt you, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now that's a high standard, but it's one that brings healing for our deepest wounds. Sometimes we dispense forgiveness mechanically, with no feelings attached. But the Bible says two attitudes should accompany forgiveness: kindness, which is expressed in our actions, and tender-heartedness, which is expressed in our attitudes. Why? Because that's the way God forgives us. Throughout Scripture, we find emotions such as kindness, gentleness, compassion, and tenderness, in word or by action, ascribed to God. We also find examples of it in the lives of those God used to fulfill His plans and purposes. Joseph was one of them when he forgave his brothers who betrayed him. And he calls on us to do the same. This kind of forgiveness is as much an act of the heart as it is an act of the will. How to forgive. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.